And let us move on to item three, action areas. Members would like to notice that that has been a revised action areas table that has been updated by our secretariat, and that has been circulated on the 16th of November. And at this meeting, we are going to focus on two action areas. The first one is this Yau Ma Tei action areas, and then the next one will be the Tsim Sha Tsui East and Tsim Sha Tsui West action area. So let's go on to the Yau Ma Tei action area first. So this is the Tai Kok Choi Advanced Promenade, and I would like to, where are the representatives? Okay. Thank you very much for waiting, sorry. Okay, I would like to welcome the following representatives to this meeting. From CEDD, Mr. Choi C.K. Peter, hi. Mr. Yu Hon Man Albert, and from LCSD, Mr. Harry Zhang, and from the Arch SD, Mr. Mui Dong King Tongli, Ms. Wong Wen Yi, and Ms. Ho Wai Yan Vivian. Thank you very much for joining this item. And the Secretariat has also provided us with the web link to the previous reference or background materials that we have discussed that previously on the amendment of the OZP. So before I proceed, let me invite members to declare interest on this item if you have any. Okay. If not, then let us look at the paper on Tai Kok Choi Advanced Promenade, which is the paper TFK/10/2012. This proposed promenade in the Tai Kok Choi is located at the Hoi Fai Road facing the Yau Ma Tei typhoon shelter. It belongs to a strip of land on the southwest Kowloon Outlining Zoning Plan that has been rezoned previously from government institution or community to open space by the Town Planning Board. And we would like to invite representatives to give us a presentation on this item. Who's going to make the presentation? Okay. Peter. Okay. So please try to make your presentation within 10 minutes, and then we'll have some questions from members and then answers to that. Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Chairman. This is the first time we come to this task force to present this project, and our project team from RSD will present the scope of this project and some options in Cantonese.
係，莫主席同埋各位委員，我係美汪，係建築署嘅園景師。今日我同埋我嘅建築師Vivian Ho咧，就會為大家介紹呢個大角咀海濱長廊一啲設計方案嘅。咁大家可以睇到呢一張相咧，就係我哋呢個大角咀海濱長廊，喺我哋個長廊望出去嗰個景觀嚟嘅。 咁我哋對出去望到嘅咧，就會係一個油麻地避風塘嘅海景啦，同埋將來西九文化區嗰個景觀。咁我哋呢個海濱長廊佔地咧，大約有4000平方米，咁長度咧係大概有200米，而闊度咧大概平均咧就有20米闊嘅。最窄嗰個位置咧就係喺海濱長廊嘅西邊咧，都會有10至到12米闊咁樣。 咁、那個依家個地勢咧就係相對比較平嘅，咁係有少少向海暗斜落去嘅。咁鄰近我哋呢個大角咀海濱長廊嘅咧，就有呢、這個港鐵嘅奧運站啦。另外咧，附近仲有一啲私人屋苑嘅，咁包括呢個浪城灣啦、龍曬、一號銀海同埋呢個維港灣。 咁附近仲有一啲公共休憩空間嘅，咁呢啲公共休憩空間咧係包括呢啲私人屋苑海邊一啲公共嘅休憩用地啦，另外仲有計劃發展中嘅 大角咀前巴士總站的休憩用地啦，同埋依家現有海輝道花園。咁喺我哋呢個海濱長廊嘅東面呢，亦都有一幅土地係預留咗做將來一個海濱長廊咁樣嘅。咁以下落嚟睇到嗰啲相呢，就係依家嗰啲私人屋苑對出海邊嘅一啲公共休憩用地。呢、這、一個呢就係浪城灣。咁佢哋嗰個特色呢，就會係有一啲草地俾市民用啦，同埋有一啲凳可以俾佢哋坐喺度睇嘅海景咁樣。呢、這、一個就係龍曬啦，咁佢嗰個設計特色咧就會係種咗好多植物，同埋一啲簡約嘅鋪地啊，同埋海邊圍欄嘅設計。咁呢個咧就係一號銀海，咁、那個特色咧就係佢哋除咗有一啲草地俾市民坐之餘咧，亦都有一啲唔同一級級嘅凳咧係俾市民去坐嘅。咁呢一個咧就係海輝道花園，咁佢嘅特色咧就係一個好長嘅海濱長廊，係俾市民一個休憩散步嘅地方。咁睇翻我哋呢個海濱長廊嗰個位置咧，咁其實一般如果想去到我哋呢個海濱長廊，可以搭港鐵去到呢、這個維港灣奧運站啦。咁經過維港灣向西行咧，咁就會去到我哋個海濱長廊嘅西邊，或者可以經過呢、這個櫻桃街同埋海輝道咧，去到我哋呢個海濱長廊嘅東面入口。咁至於住喺附近嘅居民咧，可以步行幾分鐘就可以去到我哋呢個海濱長廊噶啦。至於區外嘅市民，如果想去呢個海濱長廊咧，佢哋可以搭呢個公共嘅巴士，或者搭呢個公共嘅小巴喺附近巴士站啊、小巴站停咗之後咧，就步行去到呢個海濱長廊。至於駕駛人士咧，就可以揸車去到附近的公共停車場，泊低個車，再行到步行嚟到我哋呢個海濱長廊嘅。呢一張咧其實係西南九龍分區計劃大綱圖，咁可以睇到我哋個大角咀海濱長廊嘅位置咧，係喺呢個休憩用地上邊嘅。以下落嚟睇到嗰啲相咧，就係我哋喺現場。依家個現場環境望翻出去，向南面望到嘅海景，呢個就係望翻轉頭望北面咧，就可以睇到依家嗰條海輝路，咁同埋後面一啲私人屋苑嚟嘅。咁海輝道咧一般嘅情況咧都會比較多呢個貨車出入，因為附近有一個油麻地嘅公共貨物裝卸區。咁呢一個咧就係望翻去東面嘅位置，呢、這個就望翻去西面嘅位置。咁我哋睇到咧有少少地勢咧係有少少暗斜向海邊嘅。至於我哋呢個工程項目嘅範疇咧，係有幾方面嘅。第一咧就係要有50%嘅土地係要綠化噶啦，跟住咧就係植物配置方面咧，我哋要配合土木工程署嗰個綠化總綱圖，佢哋喺大角咀嘅主題咧就係呢個海濱風光。另外咧，我哋要喺休憩處咧提供一啲座椅啊、避雨亭，去方便居民同埋長者嘅。咁另外我哋亦都要提供一個多用途嘅廣場，可以容納到至少50人嘅聚集。最後，我哋亦都要提供一個小食亭嘅。咁基於頭先一啲現場嘅環境分析同埋工程項目嘅要求咧，我哋建築署咧就做咗準備咗兩個設計方案。咁呢個第一個設計方案咧，我哋就叫做一個花園嘅設計概念 （Garden Scheme）。咁其實個概念咧就係希望將我哋呢個海濱長廊同其他私人屋苑海用地咧連成一線，提供一個公共休憩空間嘅系統俾附近嘅居民嘅。咁依家睇到呢一個係呢個花園設計概念嘅平面圖啦，咁可以睇到個特色咧，就係我哋會喺個海濱長廊嗰度提供幾幅嘅草地啦，而中間嘅位置咧就會係一個多用途嘅廣場，咁入口咧就會設置喺呢個海濱長廊嘅西面同埋東北面。 咁啊，呢兩個入口咧，其實都可以方便到傷殘人士出入嘅，同埋貫穿曬啊成個海濱長廊，亦都可以方便到由啊唔同方向嚟嘅市民。咁啊，呢、這個啊設計嘅特色咧，除咗可以啊坐呢個草地啦，咁草地側跟咧都會有一啲矮牆，係可以俾市民啊去休息或者坐喺度睇海景嘅。咁喺呢啲矮牆嘅除咗呢啲矮牆之外咧，我哋亦都會有一啲避雨亭啦。咁呢啲避雨亭啊，其中一個咧就喺呢個中間多用途廣場嘅位置。咁至於我哋嘅小食亭咧，亦都係喺坐落喺中間呢個多用途廣場位置。呢、這個廣場係一般咧就係、是、比較寬闊同埋平，可以俾多啲人聚集。咁所以咧呢一個咧就係、是、我哋嘅設計嘅重點啦。咁另外設計呢、這個植物配置方面咧，咁我哋喺海輝道沿住海輝道嗰、那個嗰一邊咧，我哋就會種咗一排嘅屏障樹啦，咁可以提供一個綠化屏障俾市民嘅。咁以下落嚟睇到嘅咧就係、是、幾個切面圖啦。第一個咧就係嗰個喺西面個入口位置。第二個就係中間草坪嘅位置，跟住第三個亦都係草坪位置。留意翻我哋嘅草坪會有少少高低起伏咁樣嘅。咁第四個就係我哋東北面嘅入口位置。
咁小食亭嘅概念其實就貫穿翻成個花園嗰個概念啦，就係、是、同周遭一啲已經起咗嘅海濱長廊有一個整體性同埋一個連貫性啦。咁其實周邊嘅建築物，其實我哋都參考翻佢哋一般嚟講，佢哋都係一啲比較多邊形同埋有一啲有斜度嘅形狀嘅。咁、那個小食亭嘅設計亦都採取咗呢個咁樣嘅設計嘅元素。咁小食亭嗰、那個售賣嘅窗口其實主要都會向翻中心嗰個多用途廣場嘅。咁方便翻，如果有啲乜嘢嘅舉辦活動啊，又或者平日平日如果市民上喺廣場上面有啲耍太極或者任何嘅活動，都可以方便翻佢哋喺個小食亭度有一個小食同埋食品嘅服務啦。咁喺物料同埋顏色嘅色調方面，其實都會沿用翻附近周邊嗰、那個海濱長廊嗰個色調，都會比較暖色同埋一啲比較採取一啲比較耐用嘅物料，例如一啲磚嘅。咁而喺成個小食亭嘅設計，盡可能我亦都加入一啲綠化嘅元素啦，譬如一啲垂直嘅綠化啦，咁就令到加強翻成個整體公園嗰個概念嘅。咁以下落嚟就係我哋公園一啲透視圖啦。
咁可以睇翻呢一張透視圖，就係我哋望翻向嗰個西邊嘅入口廣場位置。呢一個咧就係望翻去東北面呢個入口廣場同埋周邊嘅一啲草坪咁樣。咁以下落嚟介紹咧就係我哋第二個設計方案，咁我哋就叫呢個做一個美術館嘅設計概念Museum Scheme。咁其實係我哋呢個設計概念嘅係取材自我哋海濱長廊地理上嘅優勢啦，可以遙望到將來嘅西九文化區，就好似啲人坐喺澳洲雪梨嘅植物園，可以遙望到雪梨歌劇院呢個地標一樣嘅。咁另外我哋亦都想將西九文化區嘅文化氣息帶入我哋呢個海濱長廊。咁我哋跟住呢張投影片可以睇到我哋個海濱長廊咧，其實可以望到近處嘅油麻地避風塘嘅景緻啦，跟住亦都可以望到將來西九文化區將來一個代表香港特色嘅一個地標。另外再望遠啲咧，就可以望到維多利亞港同埋對面岸嘅香港島嘅。咁我哋亦都可以喺我哋個海濱長廊度幾個位置睇翻呢幾個特色嘅海景景觀咯。咁呢一個就係我哋嘅美術館設計概念嘅平面圖。 咁同頭先嗰個花園設計概念有少少唔同啦。呢度嘅特色咧就會係會有一大片草地作為呢個海濱長廊嘅特點。咁喺呢個草地上面咧，我哋就會有提供一啲除咗市民可以坐草地之外，我哋亦都可以提供咗一啲凳俾佢哋坐啦。咁呢啲凳咧，亦都係一啲特色嘅凳。如果冇人坐嘅時候咧，我哋就當一啲係啲裝置藝術咁樣擺喺個草地上面。咁海邊亦都類似啦，會有一啲特色嘅凳擺喺度。如果冇人坐嘅時候，可能類似一啲裝置藝術咁樣。如果有人坐嘅時候咧，亦都係一個佢哋都係一張長凳嚟嘅。咁另外咧仲有一啲特色嘅畫框咧。其實是想將一個美術館一些油畫或者相架的畫框 的概念擺入去我們這個設計裏面。這些框呢其實是可以框了海邊的景色之外，也可以框了這個公園海濱長廊公園裏面的景色。另外我們也在這個右手邊就會有一個多功能的廣場啦。咁個廣場上面咧，其實就我哋都係做得比較平嘅，咁就方便嗰啲市民聚集搞活動啊，或者甚至乎耍太極。咁上面會有一個避雨亭，咁避雨亭嘅設計咧就會同嗰個相架或者畫框嗰個設計咧係成為同一個系列嘅。咁我哋個入口方面咧，我哋都會係做翻一個入口喺西邊同埋東北邊。咁呢兩個入口亦都係方便一般市民同埋傷殘人士使用咁樣。咁小食亭嘅位置咧，我哋今次就坐落咗喺嗰個一大片嘅草坪同埋嗰個多用途草地之間，咁係方便咗唔同方向嘅活動嘅市民都可以去小食亭度買嘢食。咁至於植物配置方面啦，植物配置方面咧，我哋亦都會喺海輝道嗰、那個向住海輝道嗰一邊咧，就種咗一啲屏障樹啦。咁另外喺海邊，我哋都會有一行特色樹喺度俾啲綠化市民嘅。咁以下落嚟咧就係、幾個切面圖，就係睇翻我哋呢個美術館設計概念嘅幾個位置。呢一個第一個切面圖咧就係睇翻草坪。同埋一啲我哋嘅特色框架裝置嗰個位置，呢個就係睇翻嗰個避雨亭嗰個設計啦。呢個就係睇翻嗰個多用途廣場嗰個位置，同埋一個特色嘅畫框裝置。
咁喺呢個設計上面咧，嗰、那個小食亭嘅設計咧，亦都希望將個重點係帶翻喺我哋公園裏面嗰啲帶有藝術特色嘅畫框啦。或者佢哋涼亭啦，又或者佢哋座椅上面。咁當然最重要就係希望大家係可以喺有一個綠化嘅環境之中就欣賞維港嘅景觀嘅。咁所以嗰個小食亭喺設計上面都引入咗好多綠化嘅元素，例如佢會喺嗰個牆面度會有啲垂直嘅綠化啦，咁佢喺嗰個屋頂上面都會有啲綠化啦，咁佢令到佢可以融入咗旁邊嗰個草地，無論喺公園裏面望或者喺附近屋苑上面望落嚟都。令到嗰個小食亭都融入咗成個設計裏面。咁嗰個小食亭嘅設計嘅另外一邊其實就係鄰近嗰、那個多用途嘅廣場嘅。咁所以佢其實喺嗰個小食亭個售賣窗口亦都靠近呢一邊啦，就方便翻市民去購買一啲購買佢哋嘅飲料或者小食啦。咁就可以喺翻嗰個涼亭或者喺一啲樹蔭下嘅座椅度享用佢哋嘅食品。
跟住落嚟嗰幾張咧，就係、是、我哋呢、這個美術館設計概念嘅一啲透視圖。第一張咧就係睇翻我哋由呢個西邊嗰個入口廣場望翻去個海濱長廊嗰度，咁可以睇到一啲一個特色嘅畫框嘅裝置啦，喺個草坪上邊啦。咁另外有一啲座椅喺草坪上邊，同埋喺海邊嘅。咁第二個咧就係、是、睇翻再向呢個東面行，喺草坪中間亦都會見到一啲咁嘅特色嘅。咁最後呢一張咧，就會係睇到由草坪度通過嗰啲畫框嘅特色裝置咧，望向呢個將來西九文化區嘅 嘅概念圖嚟嘅。咁其實我哋想帶出一個概念咧，就係呢個海濱長廊咧，其實可以做到一個好似户外一個美術館咁嘅特色。咁至於植物配置方面咧，我哋就會選用咗幾類嘅樹啦。第一類咧就係嗰啲屏障樹，咁主要咧都會種翻呢個大葉榕嘅。咁點解會種呢個大葉榕咧？就係因為我哋想同周邊呢、這個海輝道現有嘅大葉榕咧，形成一個做翻一個配襯。咁駕駛人士咧可以睇到，即係有兩排大葉榕喺呢個海輝，即係當佢哋駕駛嘅車經過海輝道嘅時候，會見到兩邊咧都有大葉榕嘅。咁除咗大葉榕之外，我哋亦都會加插咗其他嘅樹，譬如銀華啊、楓香。咁我哋就想將唔同特色或者唔同顏色嘅樹木或者可以帶俾市民四時唔同嘅感覺咯。咁第二類樹咧就係一啲遮陰嘅樹，我哋揀咗樹頭菜啦、碎葉榕啊、水黃皮呢啲都係比較適合海邊種植嘅樹木，亦都可以俾到市民一啲樹陰嘅植物。咁另外第三類樹咧就會係一啲特色嘅樹，咁呢啲樹咧我哋會例如會有一啲尖葉倒櫻啊、紫薇或者莫氏欖人。咁呢啲樹佢哋喺唔同嘅季節開花之餘咧，喺唔同嘅季節咧佢哋都可能會有一啲樹葉顏色上嘅變化咁樣嘅。另外我哋亦都會有一啲灌木啦，咁佢哋咁嗰啲品種咧都會係取材自土木工程署嗰個綠化總綱圖嘅海濱風光呢個主題，咁配襯翻嗰個設計概念咁樣。另外草種方面咧，我哋都會參考咗喺呢個紅磡海濱長廊一個成功嘅例子，咁我哋就用佢哋揀選嘅其中一隻草種就係叫做溝葉葉柳草咁樣。咁整體嚟講咧，我哋選擇植物嗰方面咧，我哋都會揀一啲適合海邊種植、耐風同埋抗炎嘅品種去種植嘅。咁我哋要介紹嘅兩個設計概念係咁多啦。咁多謝主席同埋各位委員俾呢個機會同埋時間俾我哋建築署，多謝。
Thank you very much. Well, I think this is a very welcomed, very good development. Though it's a little bit short, just 200 meters, and a little bit narrow, just 25 meters. But let's make the best out of this landscape and try to implement and meet some of our harbor planning principles. May I now invite comments from members? Paul?
Some questions to start off with. Waterfront, will that be the same design detail as at Hoi Phi Road Garden? So the setback of the railings and the presence of bollards for people to tie up boats, will that be the same design and will be there the same space and will the bollards be maintained so that the functionality of the seawall in support of the active marine users of the New Yamate Typhoon Shelter will not be limited in that corner? So could you confirm that boats will continue to be tied up and that there is space to walk in the same way and it is designed by CDD previously at Hoi Phi Road Garden? The design detail of the connection between the promenade on the Hoi Phi Road Garden at the roundabout and then connecting to this proposed promenade, could you identify how, you know, what it is? Is there space for people to walk and so on? The third question is the connection between the proposed promenade and the public landing steps. It appears from your drawings of both design solutions that you do not connect, that people will have to go from the landing steps onto the road, follow the footpath, and then come back into the garden, where it appears to me that a significant potential users of the tuck shop would be people that work in the typhoon shelter or live in the typhoon shelter. So I'm not sure whether you don't care about them or you only care about residents, but I think we should care about them as a potential user of the garden and provide immediate and direct access from the landing steps into the garden area rather than forcing them to walk around. Which then leads me to the question why the little corner with the promenade public landing step has not been taken into the park design. why that has been excluded from the park design, and why don't we just fix up that corner as well? I mean, what is the rationale? Is there a future long-term use for that corner, or a short-term use, or is there any problem with fixing up the area all the way? The next question is then the access points from the footpath to the promenade, whether you would increase that at least by one more, just at the area where it's indicated that tuck shops would be become go from the pavement to the into the park area. Pets, I'd like to correct you on the discussion here previously. We were making comments and had a laugh about it to be a pet garden only because we wanted it to be a piece of land that would support the marine users in the typhoon shelter. So you'd taken a piece of land that could have made Hong Kong money, employed people, and helped the typhoon shelter users, and you're using it for a pet garden, so it was derogatory. But you've taken it as that we are against pets in the garden. We're not. At least I'm not. Well, and except, I and you may, Peter Cookson's speed will be different. He doesn't cycle and he doesn't own dogs. So
no, I put people before animals, Paul.
Yeah, well, anyway, so could you identify, so when people have pets and they go for a walk along the waterfront in front of Imperial and One Silver Sea and then come around the corner, I mean, where can people walk and where can people not walk? And why would you not allow them to walk with a dog on the leash in the park? It seems to be... It not have to be a pet garden and I let your dogs loose, but why not allow people to walk with their dogs? That is a question. Have you got input from the typhoon shelter users on the design, or will you be going to the typhoon shelter users? And do you get their input? You said district council and harbourfront commission, but how about those typhoon shelter users? They seem to be a significant audience. And I mean, they suffered not having that land for their work, but can they at least have it as a leisure ground for them? So it seems to be like a potential significant audience for your park and should be listened to. And then a question to me, really, to the transport department. We have the public landing steps. Transport department and police will be aware that there's a lot of illegal parking and holding and loading, unloading in the roundabout area and adjacent to the landing steps, because there are no other points to get on and off the boats. The luggage, people that have worked on the ships, they come off the ships, they need to get transport. So why wouldn't we set back the park and at least provide a loading, unloading bay or a parking area so people can, unload tools and equipment, not for goods, but for tools and equipment they use to repair boats. At Hoi Phi Garden, the waterfront is the inspection for the marine department. So people that go to the boats, they have to go there with their tools. So people arrive with vans, they go to the boats, and they park the vans on the side of the road because they can't park anywhere else. And the distance between these tools are heavy. So the distance between where they get onto the boat and has to be as short as possible. So it seems to me that not using the opportunity of upgrading the promenade by creating the necessary facilities from a transport point of view seems to be a lost opportunity, because otherwise people have to go into the public cargo working area, which is only for the designated users. So this is really for boat repair and things like that, and people that come on and off the boats. Seems to be that we need some facilities and the users' opportunities to set back or at least widen the road and provide a lay-by at least. And then the last question on transport is the from the public landing steps, there's a lot of people that go to the MTR because they have to go and take public transport. Currently, people have to climb over fences that have self-made wooden steps to find the shortest route. And I don't see an improvement being considered in this plan for from the park across to the MTR station. You have to go all the way around, across the road, walk all the way back. Of course, nobody does. So there's no shortest, the shortest desire line is from the public landing steps, the shortest way across to the entrance to the walkway to get into the MTR station, the railway station. Again, I think that we should take this opportunity to make that improvement, but if CDD can answer it, CDD should maybe answer it first, and then you should get an instruction to do the works. But if those are my questions to start off with, Chair.
Okay, thank you. I'm aware of time, so let's gather a comments and questions from members first before asking for the response. Peter.
Well, a couple of questions first. I wasn't too clear if the landscape area actually did link directly with the open space to the west. We talked about design compatibility, but there didn't seem to be an actual waterfront linkage. I also was interested in the CEDD theme planting. Why does the engineering department come up with themes for planting? Don't we have a tree unit in Development Bureau or plenty of landscapers around? I thought of the two schemes. The first one was really better. I would take a pause point, certainly in terms of access. You had a very interesting diagram, one of the first diagrams you've shown. You might like to put it up. I confess, not being terribly politically correct, I was a little bit amused about the very, very shallow ramp for disabled people, because if you actually look at the incredibly tortuous way you get to this area from the MTR station, from either end, we're still not really showing it. Yes, there we are. Then I think any disabled person who manages to get from the MTR station to find the entrance to the site actually deserves a medal. I was also struck with the seating again. I mean, I think there is a need for really comfortable seating in these gardens. And it's such an obvious thing, and yet it's so often neglected in LCSD passive spaces. I don't know why that is, but I thought the seating looked distinctly uncomfortable, and I wouldn't really want to sit there on a little bit of a stone seat, really. I thought scheme two was not really so good. I still don't completely understand this idea of the museum theme. Of course, people will go to a waterfront promenade and a waterfront landscape to actually look at the view and look at the harbour. We know that. I think the so-called decorative items, the sort of picture frames, seem to me a little bit unnecessary, in fact, a little bit ridiculous. We weren't providing nice seatings, and the frames were a bit superfluous. I also didn't quite understand what the multipurpose area actually was, what purpose it served. I quite like the kiosk in the first scheme, but not the second scheme. I would have thought that in an area like this, it's a relatively small site. How many people are actually going to come and use a tuck shop, I don't know. But I am a great supporter of having some sort of kiosk for coffee or ice cream or food. I would have thought the whole thing really could be simplified by a nice little kiosk design rather than some sort of modern glass and concrete looking thing. But those are my main comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ida and then YY.
我只是有些問題想問，我看到你們的計劃中是有三個屋苑在附近的，那這三個屋苑和附近的居民，究竟你們估計會有什麼人用的呢？那你有說到是老人家打太極，那是不是真的 都會好多人用，是打太極呢？咁抑或嗰啲係一個比較後生啲嘅屋苑裏面，係好多細蚊仔嘅呢？咁佢可能需要啲優點嘅地方，就唔係一個打太極嘅地方。即係會唔會考慮到呢啲用家嗰個身份同埋佢哋嘅需要？咁另外一個題目呢，就係我成日都覺得啲凳呢，尤其是香港喺啲海邊，有陣時如果係夏天嘅時候呢，係好猛太陽嘅，我就唔會鍾意坐啲凳咯。 咁呢啲凳同啲草地同啲樹呢，好似分隔開好多地方㗎。咁如果作為一個普通市民呢，我鍾意係坐喺樹底下面嗰啲凳。咁我又唔係好見到你有啲咁樣嘅計劃，因為將來啲樹大咗之後就會有咁嘅情況出現呢，我又唔係好知道嘅。不過我覺得如果係真係要利用嗰啲地方，而係一個咁靚嘅景嘅話呢，應該有啲係遮陰到嘅樹，然之後有啲凳坐喺度呢，就會好好好好嘅一件事情啊。
Thank you. YY。
我其實想問咧，就係喺個permit嘅東邊有一個 area 咧，就係話個 project area of a CACO removal unit。 咁我想即係其實呢一個係會唔會係好 unsightly， 同埋即係會唔會真係 generate 好多啲 odor 出嚟嘅咧？咁同埋咧，我都係中意第一個即係 garden theme 嗰個嘅 design， 因為其實呢一個 strip 咧係好 narrow 嘅。咁即係我覺得盡量都係留翻啲 space 係俾啲人用，同埋我都好 agree with Ida 嗰個 proposal 就係即係佢講嗰個 view 咧，即係話係要有啲 sitting area 係 under 嗰啲大即係有遮陰嘅樹，係啊，呢個係非常之重要嘅嚇。Thank
you, Franklin。
唔該 ，Chair， 就我好同意頭先幾位委員講咧，其實 Ida 媽媽就即係樹又好緊要嘅，因為即係香港熱嘅時候就好熱，咁就要有遮陰咧，咁啲人先會坐啦。咁另外一樣咧，就即係抄落翻而家即係政府總部嗰度咧，就即係我相信而家 FCSD 都做緊嘅，啲草地咧就可以俾人用嘅，就唔係即係淨係觀賞，咁啊喺上邊瞓啦、坐啦咁樣樣。咁如果係加埋啲樹咧，咁樣即係樹底又有凳。 又有係草地，咁可以俾人揀，佢中意坐喺草地可以坐喺草地啦，甚至即係好似第一個方案咁樣樣，佢個 section 嗰度咧就睇到佢嗰個即係暗斜咧，由陸地嗰邊係高啲嘅，喺海嗰邊咧即係近海嗰邊係低啲，咁啲人即係瞓喺度嘅時候咧都可以，即係好似喺沙灘咁瞓嘅啫，斜嘅時候可以望到個海，即係俾呢啲自由度咧，嗰啲使用者咁就會係好好嘅一件事啦。咁就另外咧就我稍稍。 即係兩個方案咧，我冇乜大嘅取向，但係咧我稍稍中意第二個多啲，因為咧佢又係俾多啲自由度咧，啲使用者，因為佢可以當嗰個係一個畫框去欣賞個海嘅景色啦。另外我睇到有一啲頭先嗰啲效果圖咧，就有啲人因為會坐喺嗰個畫框裏邊啦，咁樣咁變咗佢成為一件即係俾人觀賞嘅藝術品又好，佢自己即係覺得嗰張凳佢覺得好玩，走去嗰度坐又得。 咁另外我自己睇到咧，有啲即係可能啲小朋友會覺得啊，嗰啲咁匿喺條柱後邊啊，同媽媽喺度玩捉迷藏啊，咁即係我睇到呢啲可能性喺度啦，所以我稍稍就中意第二個方案多啲。咁但係即係可能就要睇下究竟喺一個咁窄嘅地方係咪適合擺好多呢啲嘢，咁可能即係阻住個景觀咁都唔定。咁第三樣咧，我想咧即係連埋即係 LCSD 附近嗰度，即係而家頭先嗰個大地圖，即係喺左邊咧，應該即係西邊嗰度咧，仲有一個咧就。 我記得大概一年前到啦，嚟到呢度 present 過咧，就講嗰度咧會有個 theme 咧就係即係啲運動，即係同運動咧有關嘅，即係嗰邊嗰個公園又好點樣都好咧，就係應該會比較活潑啲嘅。但係咧就嗰邊我記得好似就反而就冇個小食亭嘅。咁咧就我就稍稍覺得咧，而家我哋討論緊呢一個地方咧就比較靜態啲嘅。 嗰邊嗰個動態啲嘅，如果係擺小食亭咧，即係其實兩邊咧，可能一個小食亭都已經夠，咁咪再考慮下就究竟擺喺邊一邊咧。咁就另外都好 agree 阿 Paul 頭先一開始講嘅，因為如果喺海嗰度，既然喺隔離就已經有嗰個 landing step 喺度咧，係咪喺嗰度可以做多一個入口，就喺水度可以去呢一個地方咧？咁我覺得都值得研究。唔該曬。
咁我可唔可以邀請我團隊回應一下我哋啲提問啊？唔該。或者我簡單咁概括回應啦，就嗰個海博嗰方面咧，就應該我哋依個公園個就唔會影響到嗰個海博即係嗰個運作嘅。咁另外就係其實頭先對於嗰啲譬如嗰個小食亭啊，或者嗰個。第一個設計咧，第二個設計嗰個關注咧，我哋就我哋會翻去再詳細考慮。咁喺個詳細設計嘅時候，我哋會再進一步咁去深化我哋個設計嘅。咁就同海輝花園嘅嗰個聯繫咧，應該我會揾建築署嘅同事咧，或者再詳細講多少少咁樣啦。咁就。 同埋同嗰個現有嗰個 landing step 嗰個開咗個入口嗰度咧，我哋都會喺詳細設計嘅時候咧，再睇下有冇方法可以嗰度改善嗰個出入。 嗰度方面我哋再可以詳細考慮嘅。至於話同周邊嗰個地鐵站嗰個行人行去嗰個公園嗰度嗰個暢達性咧，我哋都同意就係話嗰個路線比較迂迴嘅。咁其實我哋亦都會同依個運輸署聯繫，咁就睇下有冇方法可以係改善佢嘅。因為暫時嚟講，我哋喺個簡介上面嗰個路線嘅安排咧，主要就係話跟現有嗰、那個路徑嘅。咁將來因為有依個公園嘅依個新發展嘅時候咧，咁可能就因應翻需要咧，我哋會同運輸署聯繫，睇下有冇需要作出啲改動嚟到去配合嘅。咁至於係咪可以 set back 嗰、那個railing 去遷就翻話有啲可能公眾人士需要利用嗰個海堤？去譬如係攜帶啲重型工具咁嗰度咧，我可唔可以等 RHSD 依家同事就另外再分別回應咧？咁另外就關於 CEDD 點解會做嗰、那個Greening Master Plan 咧？咁樣其實 CEDD 係一個工程部門嘅，咁其實我哋工程部門亦都有一隊嘅係依個園景設計師嘅。咁我哋部門嘅工作，其中一個最主要嘅工作咧，就係為全香港九龍新界一啲特定嘅地方咧，嗰個市容咧係去綠化咧，我哋係做咗好大嘅工作嘅。咁我哋就係負責埋即係嗰個種樹啊咁樣樣嘅。嚇，依個係我哋部門嘅其中一個工作嚟嘅。咁就凳嗰一方面咧，我相信我哋建築署同事依家都會回應啦。不過我相信就係話，如果啲凳需要加多一啲樹蔭啊，或者係有一個Upper 或者係 shelter 咁樣咧，我相信喺呢個詳細設計嘅時候咧，我哋都會再考慮嘅。咁或者呢個時間我交俾建築署同事就再回應其他頭先我未答嘅問題。
或者等等，我哋仲有啲 supplementary information 咧，可以再解答翻頭先嘅問題，尤其是針對話頭先講個 landing steps 嘅 issue， 即係將來嗰個會唔會去再發展咧？或者頭先講起嗰個 bollock 嘅問題，喺個 wailing 嗰個 issue 咧，或者我哋可以再講講多少少。
咁其實依家睇到呢幾幅相咧，就係嗰、那個我哋喺西邊入口嗰個位置咧，其實可以睇到現場嗰個行人路同埋嗰個海邊嗰、那個sea wall， 佢會有一個高度上面有一個差距嘅。咁就好我哋就依家其實係都係要行呢個行人路先至可以去到嗰、那個現有嗰個海輝道花園嘅。咁係我哋都要考慮翻嗰個，因為如果我哋要直接由我哋呢個大角咀海濱長廊可以直通去呢個海輝道花園嘅時候咧，我哋就要會可能影響到依家現有嗰個 sea wall 嘅結構咁樣。
我想補充咧，基本上喺嗰個 roundabout 嗰度咧，其實嗰個行人路係非常之窄嘅。佢一到咗個行人路之邊之後咧，已經到咗嗰個所謂嗰個 sea wall 啦。咁所以話喺嗰個連係嗰兩個公園嗰度咧，其實現在因為基於佢本身嘅環境嗰個限制咧，我哋就冇辦法可以擴充嗰條路，或者會增加一啲其他嘅元素咧，令到佢能夠即係個直接嘅貫通。咁依個係一個比較即係美中不足嘅地方嚟嘅。咁另外一樣係關於頭先講話嗰個喺海邊原有嗰啲石墩或者啲 sea bollock 嗰個取向咧，咁其實喺而家現有嘅設計裏面咧，我哋其實係冇一個特別嘅重點話要將佢拎走嘅，其實係可以保留嘅。不過如果喺個詳細設計嗰度，如果我哋真係要保留嗰啲嘅bollock 嘅話咧，可能喺個parapet 即係嗰個 railing 嗰度咧，可能個設計上要褪後少少啊，或者要再做翻啲適應。咁呢個其實可以做到嘅，我哋會再詳細研究，睇下邊一個方案係會最適合，我哋就會去保留。咁關於頭先我哋講嘅嗰個 landing steps， 即係嗰個上落碼頭嗰個取向係點咧？其實喺我哋而家設計裏面咧，我哋都曾經諗過有個方案咧，將來咧會將呢個 landing step 咧係包含喺我哋將來嘅公園嘅一部分。因為頭先都講過啦，DST 喺將來咧喺另一邊嘅 work site 嗰邊咧都係有嘢會做嘅。咁我哋或者 show 出嗰張 sketch。大家可以睇到咧，而家張圖你嘅右下方咧，我哋曾經諗過咧，將依個嘅 landing step 咧係變為公園嘅一部分。咁啊，將來如果我哋能夠攞咗 DSD 佢哋做完嘢之後，如果真係整個計劃發展咗， 做埋下邊嘅話咧，咁呢個 landscape 咧就會被包納埋喺公園部分。不過當然咧，因為我哋暫時咧未有知道真正嗰個時間性啦，同埋我哋未知道 DSD 佢哋嘅設計方面會有啲咩做啦，咁所以我暫時就未考慮呢個部分。不過可以放心咧，就係話而家我哋喺現有嗰、那個無論嗰個公園或者係頭先我哋講嗰個博物館嗰、那個設計方案裏面咧，暫時都係等一啲植物。一好簡單食物，我哋唔會有任何嘅 railing 或者任何嘅牆去擋住呢個 landing steps， 只係暫時有啲植物嚟分隔咗呢、這個所謂 DSD 呢個地盤同我哋嘅關係，直至到佢一明朗化之後咧，咁我哋就會將佢歸納埋我哋嘅 design 設計裏邊噶啦。
OK， 多謝你。咁我諗其實咧，我哋呢一個咧嗰、那個設計係一個即係嗰個用途咧係一個 open space 嚟嘅。咁可能即係其實如果我哋講緊話即係船隻修理啊，或者一啲重型嘅工具嘅起卸，係咪應該要再收窄呢度，或者要俾一啲譬如泊車嘅位置咧？咁可能其實係即係做呢一個功能，其實呢隻特未必咁適合啦。咁但係咧，我哋其實提出咗即係好幾個點啦，尤其即係 Ida 啊、Y Y 佢哋都講到咧，即係希望你哋都可以再考慮一下，其實個用家最主要，譬如係老人家定係後生仔咧，咁樣即係去設計嘅時候咧，喺呢個 further design 嗰度可以 incorporate 咯。咁另外我哋都希望即係就係話有兩個幾重要嘅考慮，就係話即係可唔可以喺 landing step 附近嗰度都有個 entrance， 咁令到真係 typhoon shelter 嘅用家都可以用到咧，同埋即係會唔會亦都即係最緊要即係改善一下個路徑，就係由地鐵站去到呢、這、一個。公園咁就變咗呢個公園其實就唔會只係附近嘅居民先可以用得到咯嚇。咁麻煩你可以即係將我哋嘅建議即係考慮在內，就喺你哋繼續去做improvement 嘅時候better develop 呢一個咁重要嘅 area， 好嘛？阿 Winnie，
主席，咁其實咧呢一個即係。顧名思義都是一個 advanced promenade 啦，都是即係我哋發展局都希望可以喺即係長遠發展未做完即係之前，即係做到幾多少我哋做幾多少，而喺咁嘅情況之下，我哋即係push ahead 呢一個 project 嘅。所以你話係咪完全係 perfect？ 而家應該唔算係嘅。你都見到其實有一部分其實係未可以 connect 得好好。咁但係即係希望即係委員都俾到個支持俾。部門繼續即係pursue 呢一啲即係我哋啲 quick wins 啦，咁亦都for 呢個 project， 咁其實Archers D 咧佢哋都有兩個 scheme， 都好希望今日可以即係 department task force 可以俾到一個比較明確嘅表示，會 prefer 邊一個 scheme， 令到佢哋可以繼續做嗰、那個詳細嗰、那個detail design 嗰、那個詳細嗰個設計嘅。
多謝你 Winnie。 咁我諗第一樣嘢可唔可以即係我覺得即係從我哋反映嘅意見各方面，其實我哋會覺得呢一個 quick win 咧係非常之好嘅，即係我哋 task force 絕對係即係 support 呢一樣嘢，因為其實對於嗰個整個 harbour planning principle， 即係可以公眾人士各人都可以使用嘅一個地方，我諗呢個係幾值得鼓勵嘅，值得即係。開心嘅事情。咁如果關於嗰兩個 scheme 咧，咁我就聽到有一啲都少少唔同嘅意見，即係包括嗰個 garden 同埋嗰個 museum 嘅 scheme。咁有冇其他未表態嘅委員會有一個特別嘅取向啊？如果唔係嘅話，就我就其實我哋聽到有兩位委員係好直接就話係中意 garden 嗰一個方案多啲。咁而有一位委員就會覺得喜歡嗰個妙思人嘅方案多啲，咁我想睇下其他未表態嘅委員會唔會其實你哋都會覺得其中一個會比較好啲呢？阿波，我想講咗呢一樣嘢先，因為你已經表咗態咧，你會喜歡 garden 嚇，好嘛？咁我哋睇咗其他即係會員嗰度嚇，有冇其他嘅意見？You haven't. Okay, then please. Can I have secretary? Can you clarify with me? Just to make sure. Okay, Peter, you like the garden concept, am I right?
Yes.
And Franklin, you like the museum. Did someone also like the garden? Why? Okay, sorry, Paul, I messed it up. Okay, so two in favor, and Paul, you want to raise your comment here?
Yeah, well, I've two sets of comments. One of on the overall comments that we had had so far. But to come back first to your point of the design style, if you'd like to tally up everybody's support, I like the photo frame concept. at least there is something to do. We have to be very realistic about this space. If we go back to the picture that shows the walking route, if you have that walking route picture, I don't know if you go up. I think you're on the wrong PowerPoint. Down here. You can see that the neighborhood is very well equipped with gardens. You see that all the neighboring residential estates have podium level gardens, all of them. In addition to that, they have another park already, which is more accessible, which is closer to actually to where you want to be at the waterfront, where you can see the sunset. This site is not the ideal site. It is not easily accessible walking-wise. It is it's closer by roads. It's closer to the works area. This is not a highly desirable space to be for people. This is not directly on the desirable route. So if you want to do something special here, other than making it available to the marine users, you have to do something extra. And I think at least the photo frame is a nice idea. It's at least something different. You know, people take pictures or whatever with the photo frame. I mean, at least as an aspect in the park, I think it's kind of like cool to do something different. The rest of the elements of the park, I leave it up to experts like Franklin and Peter, but at least what animates me from the second proposal is that there is something a little bit more creative. There's something different in there as well. I have comments about the bollards and the parking areas and the lay-bys. In addition to pedestrian access, I really think that we should immediately, the Bureau hasn't, really hasn't said why boundary for the works, for this quick win works area does not include the area where there is the landing step. I can see that we don't include the area where we have the handling of waste because there is an active user, but for the landing step there's no user. So we're going to have a little bit around the landing step, but we don't do anything for a while. There seems to be no reason. But of course it requires us to deal immediately with the cross traffic of people walking through that go for the boats that have maybe luggage and so on. So, but you know, that's what we have to do. So I don't think we should look at this as a pleasure ground. This is really a way of making the waterfront nice. But we still have an active users there. We should accommodate those active users in a good way. So drop off, loading, unloading, getting there with your tools and equipment. I'm not talking about cargo. Containers, they all go to the cargo worker, has guys with a toolbox going on fixing a boat, because that's the one that's stopped with their ace fans and along the side of the road. So I think really that TD should very quickly come back with an area for loading and unloading and mark them out so we can make the adjustments in the plan to accommodate those real users that we have there today. And then for the bollards and the waterfront, I think that CDD got to have a real clear plan, not just leave as it is, as they say, will have no effect on the seawall, and I think we should look at fixing the seawall. You can see from the photographs is now that where the bollards are, it's not a very nice bit. So we can't just say, well, we only fix one side and your bollards will leave as it is. We should make that a proper area that people that have boats and work there can use properly, don't fall in the water, and tie up their boats and so on. So I think we need an enhancement of the seawall for the marine users, if that can be confirmed.
Could I just add to that for a minute? I was wondering really if the western end of the site, the western end of Hoi Pha Road, couldn't be adjusted really. We have a lot of greenery, but it's in a sort of roundabout, surrounded by roads. If the
circle.
No, just to the right of the turning circle.
Yeah,
if the alignment of the road could be cut back in a little bit rather than coming right down through almost the waterfront, it would enable a continuous promenade, and it would also enable potentially more space for goods coming off the boats.
Okay.
Because otherwise that open space there is rather unusable anyway. It's inaccessible.
I think this could be issues that could be further looked into. It would be nice if the two could be connected. But going back to the two designs, could I kind of summarize what I have heard, that perhaps to give some directions to the team involved, we would, as a task force, we would like you to toy around and to play with the concept of the museum design, being cautious not to put too much of these furnitures within the areas and to incorporate, you know, some of these trees, shading areas that I think would give people an idea of the garden. But we are in favor of considering ideas of putting photo frames and then making the area more interesting.
Okay. Well, Paul Thank was. You. I'm not sure if everybody else felt like that too. I certainly don't. I thought the layout of the area of the first scheme was much better in terms of usability and pedestrian.
Yeah, it's all right. I think we have to have.
I mean, if you want to put a couple of frames in, you may as well use the first option and then put a couple of frames on the wall frame. Okay.
I think it's important that, you know, as the task force, we have a consolidated views among different members so that departments could really go back and work on it. And I think we have already kind of reflected the views of the members here. Please. Thank you very much.